The Crude Life with host Jason Spiess.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke, I'm an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running. And I must say, I've never seen so much weakness in one place. They put the 20-inch bicep with no strength, cause you've been wrapping it around all the wrong things.
Welcome to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spiess. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Coming up this week, we talk with Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon about the state of Wyoming and how they can help with the global energy crisis and ease some of the issues happening with the Russian-Ukraine conflict. And then Ken Lavin, our content news correspondent, sits down with the North Dakota Commerce Commissioner, James Lehman, to discuss how the state of North Dakota and the Bakken oil field can help with the energy crisis as well. The mayor of Odessa, Javier Hoven, joins us to talk about the investments happening in the Permian Basin as well. And Oscar award-winning Gray Fredrickson shares the story of how the famous Sherwood Forest helped power our allies during World War II. A group of Oklahoma oilmen were sent over to Europe to drill in the famous Sherwood Forest. All that plus much more on today's episode of The Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spiess. Let's get right to it. This is Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon.
Anyway, how's things going there? Let's talk a little oil and gas and what we can get going to fill this world energy void, sir.
Well, you know, and Jason, I think we touched on it a little bit last time we visited, but certainly right now, the point is not lost, shouldn't be lost on anyone, that, you know, here in this country, we do a better job, a safer job, and a more environmentally safe job of producing oil and gas than anywhere else in the world. And that's the irony when the world is needing oil to be able to keep Europe going, to be able to really fight off this Russian invasion that we're seeing in the Ukraine, that this administration is out asking adversaries, you know, places like Venezuela, good heavens, that's one of the toughest places to produce. They certainly don't have a good environmental record, and we're going to ask them to give us oil when we've got stuff in North Dakota and here in Wyoming that is idle on the sidelines. And I know this administration will say, well, there's lots of APDs, but you know, one of the biggest problems is if you have no runway, it's hard to begin to think about how you're going to develop these resources.
How about when it comes to some of the other mining and minerals that you've got in Wyoming, whether it be natural gas? I know uranium has been in the news lately, big Russian influence there and everything. Talk to me about some of the other mining industry applications.
Oh my gosh, no, you're absolutely right. You know, of course, one of the most prevalent sources of energy is obviously coal. We can burn that in a better way, in more technologically efficient way. Wyoming's done a lot with carbon capture and sequestration. We'll work on that. Uranium, obviously, Wyoming's one of the largest producers of uranium, critical mineral for powering our nation, actually our nuclear fleet as well. And we've been totally dependent on what is this almost dumped uranium from Russia for a number of years. We need to get that industry up and running. And I think finally America is coming to grips with the fact that we've surrendered a lot of our own development of these minerals to places like China for rare earths and critical minerals, and Russia. We in Wyoming here just passed a budget, and part of that is going to be about looking at what opportunities we can see for critical minerals, rare earth minerals, and that would include more uranium, that would include really being able to build up our own rare earth mining here in the state.
I started the phone conversation by calling you one of the more progressive governors, and I truly do mean that. And part of it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because I used to joke a little bit that the Tea Party was progressive in Wyoming because Wyoming's considered a pretty conservative state. So, of course, coming in with, hey, here's a progressive governor, Mark Gordon. Boy, you really catch some attention there. But you start talking about rare earth minerals. you start talking about this administration literally turning its back on American energy independence, having to have your allies become dependent on your adversary so that your poor and middle class can have their homes heated. I'm sorry, but I think we're getting to the time now where we can literally say the Democratic Party has really lost its way with its humanitarian ways. They used to be the stereotype for the humanitarian way of life, but you start talking about rare earth minerals, now you're talking about some third world country gorillas holding children at gunpoint, mining rare earth minerals here in the United States, here in Canada, and I'd even go as far as to say some parts of modernized Mexico. We've got regulations in place that make, it's like comparing a Model T to a jet fighter plane. We're the jet fighter plane. And some of these other places that we're starting to rely on, they're the Model T. All right, I'll step off my soapbox and let you kind of see whatever direction you want to go with that one.
Well, I didn't know exactly what you meant by progressive, but, the way I would take it, being a conservative, isn't in the sense of sort of a more liberal kind of notion, because I think Wyoming here, we want to have people working, we want to have people producing energy. It's something we've talked about over and over again. Why in the world, when we could sell energy to our friends, are we relying on our adversaries, to your point, and asking to buy energy from them? It makes no sense whatsoever. And that in fact was part of my state of the state. But I will say that and ESG is a little bit of a piece of this. And I've stood shoulder to shoulder with states like Alaska and Oklahoma. Kevin Stitt and I actually both talking about our really good environmental record, both producers of energy and because we're, I would guess the word might be a little bit progressive. Wyoming, for example, was the first state to really have a good system to protect the sage grouse. We're the first state that really talked about carbon sequestration and built force-facing legislation around that. North Dakota and Wyoming are the two states that have primacy on that. And we're really looking at trying to figure out ways that we can solve the climate solution by providing a place that people can innovate, as opposed to trying to figure out how we're going to stop people from doing anything by regulating them. This sort of banana development built absolutely nothing anywhere near anybody is just going to drive us to a point where we're really going to be in trouble as a nation. We have the opportunity, we have the tools, and we have the free market that can really solve these very big issues that are facing our country, and we need to get off the pot and start working that direction.
As we go to break, folks, this is Elma Cook with her big, giant hit that she performed last summer with children on stage at the Bakken Barbecue, with Candles to Symbolize Emission Management and Flaring. This is Elma Cook singing about 5,000 candles.
Sad to behold, nothing you could do make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never wanna leave. We'll let the world judge, cause they don't see. 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles burning bright on the light you could endle. 5,000 candles here at night. 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles burning bright on the light you could endle. 5,000 candles here at night. They keep telling me it's only a phase, and that soon enough I'll see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world turn. giving me a heartbeat, making me never want to leave. We'll let the world judge, cause they don't see. 5,000 candles, 5,000 candles burning bright. All the lights you could handle, 5,000 candles see right.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
Who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing? You made a bet for me that I am, you know, trying.
Hey everybody, this is Ken Lavin, the correspondent with The Crude Life. I am live, local, late breaking here with the wonderful James Lehman, North Dakota Commerce Commissioner. Did I get that correct?
You did. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting us. A lot of events going on and a lot of interesting things that North Dakota is wanting to do for multiple areas, not only for here locally, but also for the world, for our locally here, our country, and the world. And that's kind of what I wanted to start out with is Wyoming Governors Mark Gordon, Odessa's Mayor Javier Hoven, and Midland's Mayor Patrick Payton had kind of talked about this a little bit. They're wanting to help with the global energy crisis, and North Dakota is going to help with that in the Ukraine. Is this correct? Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, the way the state would help is by putting more oil and gas assets online into supply chains. So when you think about the pressures that the Russians are currently manifesting in Western Europe, and the constant back and forth about, well, we're going to shut you off our oil and gas, mm-hmm. it places the European Union or European nations at a disadvantage when they negotiate as far as how hard they can take a line or if they can cut off the funding that is currently obviously operating a conflict in Ukraine. So North Dakota, West Texas, Oklahoma, all those places, Wyoming, all of us could put more energy capacity online right now.
Right now.
Right now. If we had the ability to move molecules via pipelines, if we had more oil and gas leases, if we had the ability to work more closely with our folks at the DOE, et cetera, we can inspire industry to move bigger, faster, and stronger in terms of oil and gas production. And a myriad of other things, because Wyoming is probably focused on putting more, you know, coal online. And why that's important is it creates slack in other markets. So the global marketplace, we all compete for the same energy and resources. So the more we can put online, the better negotiating position the Europeans are in, as well as the Americans.
Sure.
And the less difficult it is to wean yourself off of the supplier in Russia for most of Europe's oil and gas. So North Dakota believes it could do that. In fact, Governor Burgum wrote an op-ed in the USA Today, published last Friday. I mean, it outlines a step-by-step approach to how America, Permian Basin, Powder Basin in Wyoming, our basin here in the Bakken, all of us can come online, come together, be stronger, support not only global markets, but then that would reduce the pinch it would have on people filling up their gas tanks domestically. So every time somebody goes and fills up gas, every time somebody goes and buys groceries, it's a little bit of pressure off of those gas prices and subsequently those prices for produce, for anything at the supermarket, et cetera, because we're all feeling it. Mm-hmm. But we can all do something about it right now to help us globally, but also economically at home.
I agree 100%. I mean, the supply chain right now with everything, just like we were talking about, not just at the pump. So many people focus on at the pump and not realizing there's a whole lot more that's going into that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about it being able to ramp things up that way. You're in turn, you're also, like I said, you're going to help out with the you're going to help out in over to other countries, which it, I don't know, it kind of made me think of, and I was going to bring him up, James. He's a producer, director, Oscar winner, Gray Fredrickson. He is actually about to release a new docufilm. It's regarding the subject, the Sherwood Forest. And it, whenever you were talking about that, I was like, you know, that really brings up, what they did in World War II, trying to get another supply to help out with the war and help out with everything else. So do you kind of see this as kind of like a Sherwood Forest 2.0?
Yes and no. Okay. Think of it this way. Yes, we need to get more oil and gas online like today. Stat. That's it. No, because we need a long-term approach, meaning long-term viability for people to get real about oil, gas, and how we're putting baseload power into the grid. Hmm. And what I mean by that is any traditional fossil fuel needs to be looked at and looked at heavily, because we've seen symptoms of problems, whether that's the ERCOT event you saw in Texas, whether it's now the, you know, the pain at the pump because you've got a part of the world where, you know, interestingly, it doesn't produce oil and gas yet. Mm-hmm. I understand the eastern Ukraine does have significant gas reserves, and maybe that's part of the play. I don't know. But point being, we need a much more long-term sustainable energy model for oil, gas, coal, and everything else we produce, because we are an all-of-the-above state, to continue to power the state, the region, the country, and the world. And so instead of just looking at it like, hey, let's get this 3 to 5 year thing to defeat, you know, not in since it was the Nazis, but this time it'd be obviously the Russians and the Ukraine. We need to look at it in terms of, hey, let's get real about oil, gas. Let's get real about the long-term viability associated with it. And let's get real about the next 30 to 40 years, because we're not all moving to EVs. We're not all able to just plug things in. Hydrogen's part of the mix, but it's not the answer to all of it. So this is our ability, you know, to look at it, yes, from the short-term perspective. But then, you know, as far as Europe is concerned, I think they need to get real about their energy policy.
I agree. That is great. I love the long-term, which parlays into something else that you guys are talking about, the carbon capture breakthrough and advancement. So if we do start upping everything, you guys have been helping and partnered with Continental Resources, the Summit Carbon Solutions, I believe, is part of that as well. This is great news, and a big thanks. I'll say a big thank you to Harold Hamm. Thank you for helping out with this and up here in North Dakota. So tell us a little more about this carbon capture breakthrough.
Well, North Dakota, a third of it is geologically capable of storing every carbon molecule produced in the United States for 50 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you 50 years of every carbon molecule can be stored in our geology. So here's the deal. Because of that, we have seen a massive expansion in terms of the types of projects we've been able to attract. Okay. So you look at the big gas to liquids facility that announced near Trenton.
Okay.
Their feedstock is natural gas.
Yeah.
Which means it should be producing a lot of carbon on the back end. But it's not producing the carbon. In fact, their customers exclusively, hey, we want net zero products. So they're able to take our gas, convert it to what, you know, basically a sustainable aviation fuel, and then bury the carbon. And then so someone pays a premium. You've got billions of dollars invested here. You've got a home for significant quantities of gas, and you're able to increase oil production as a result.
Right.
So there's, and then to the left of that, you've got carbon, which one day hopefully will be used for enhanced oil recovery.
Yeah.
So you've got what was once considered a liability in and around our region. We're able to monetize 6-7 times over, from capturing their carbon and moving it to our geology. Some people like 45Q. I personally would like to see more incentives for enhanced oil recovery.
Okay.
I think if you were to reverse maybe the storage and the enhanced oil recovery numbers, we would see those projects go a little further west for EOR.
Okay.
So we produce the cleanest, meanest barrel of oil in the country.
Okay.
And people will pay a premium for that.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99? And their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running around that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us every night we make a toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you.
We're joined here in the... Well, this would be the wardrobe studio here of the set of Sherwood Forest, right outside of Oklahoma City. Mr. Gray Fredrickson is our guest here on The Crude Life. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for coming here and seeing us.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, what is your official title in this movie?
I'm the producer.
Producer. Okay, no executive producer, no senior producer.
Just the producer. Mark Stansberry is the executive producer.
Okay.
Mark found the project and brought it to me. This incredible story that in 1941, during World War II, England was running out of oil. And the U-boats were circling and sinking all the tankers that we were trying to send into England. And they were in serious trouble. So they sent a contingency to the U.S. to beg Americans to come over and drill oil for them in the effort to provide them enough fuel to fuel their war efforts. And they didn't get much reaction. But there was one person that one of the guys from England recognized as maybe... he could talk you into it. So he hitchhiked a ride from New York down to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talked to a guy named Lloyd Noble, who had a drilling company, an oil company. And he talked him into taking 45 good old boy cowboys, roughnecks, and about 5 oil rigs to England to drill wells. And they had to send them in separate ships because they were sinking everything that was going across the Atlantic. And they set them up in Nottingham, the province or county or whatever it is of Nottingham, and they put them in a monastery. So it was fish out of water. There were these good old Oklahoma, Texas boy cowboys, roughnecks, living with amongst monks in a monastery in Nottingham, and they couldn't even understand each other. They're two different English spoken, you know, between Oklahoma and they would work 7 days on, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they were drilling the wells right nearby in Sherwood Forest. And they drilled 100 wells in 1 year, and they produced enough oil from those wells to power the fuel, the invasion of D-Day. D-Day would have never happened had it not been for these oil patch warriors from Oklahoma that went over and drilled these wells. And about 20 years ago, they erected a statue in Sherwood Forest of the oil patch warrior. And then they batched that statue on the main street of Ardmore, Oklahoma. So they have the oil patch warrior of Sherwood Forest in Ardmore and also in Sherwood Forest. And it's an incredible story that nobody knows. And we've been trying to get it made as a feature movie. And we went to the Noble Foundation and they said, we can't afford $30 or $40 million for a feature, but we can give you money to make a documentary. So that's what we're all doing here right now, is to do this documentary. And it's being made for the Oklahoma History Center. And it's funded by the Lloyd Noble Foundation and the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, OERB, and then a few private foundations in Oklahoma. And I think that it will be good enough to entice some interest to put up the big money to make a feature film. So that's what's going on.
And the documentary, I see we have some actors here, and so there's different levels of documentaries.
This is a documentary narrated by Barry Corbin, and Barry Corbin, the
okay.
actor.
Yeah.
And the actors are all reenactors. They're all reenacting the various real people that did this. And at the end of the documentary, you'll see photos. Unfortunately, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see photos of all the real people that these actors that you see around here are recreating for.
Now, I wrote down a few things, and I'd like to get to your background in cinema and in Hollywood in just a moment here. But also, I wrote down in my notes, you know, national defense, patriotic theme, energy supply chain. These are some amazing little subplots that are going to be happening throughout this documentary.
I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about
the movie guy. I'm not an oil guy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that whole national defense. You know, you mentioned the D-Day, and you mentioned the patriotic theme, and then I just kept thinking about the supply chain, about how there's the whole community building part that comes with oil and gas, but now we're talking about ships and doing it overseas and doing all kinds of different things.
It was an amazing undertaking because it was. Can you imagine these young kids living in Oklahoma, away from the war? We don't. I grew up here in Oklahoma. We didn't know anything about the war. We heard there was a war going on, but it didn't affect us. And all of a sudden, they're taking jobs into war zones. They had some brave kids that did.
You bet. Now, Sherwood Forest, is this the Sherwood Forest of Robin Hood fame?
Robin Hood, Sherwood Forest.
That's what I thought. So, okay. That's kind of a neat part to get a piggyback on the old Robin Hood deal there. What's your background? And you mentioned you're a film guy. So
I'm a movie producer, yeah.
Care to mention any past films?
I've done close to 50 movies.
Okay.
So, like some of you would have heard of the Godfather trilogy.
I've heard of the Godfather trilogy, yes.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, no kidding.
Did a picture, two pictures here in Oklahoma. One was called The Outsiders, and the other one was called UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
One of my favorite movies.
It is a great.
Oh, it's so
a
good.
Fun movie.
It is so good. By the way, did that was that at all a sort of a spoof on Ted Turner's life with the cable empire?
I never thought of it that way, but
I don't mean to be blowing your mind this early, but
I don't think that was really conscious of that.
Okay, no, I didn't mean it in a negative way, but
it's kind of yeah. I don't think Ted Turner started out like that, though, did he?
Well, he inherited a cable station, and then at that time is when cable started slowly coming, and I believe it was MGM that had a fire sale on movies, and he bought the rights.
He bought the library,
yep,
yeah.
He bought the library, and of course, Turner Classic Movies took off, Atlanta Braves, the whole deal, but he was a good example of timing and just knowing opportunity when to seize. Did I read my notes that you had a involved in with Turner and Aubrey McLennan and
I did
T. Boone Pickens?
I did a documentary called The Grand Energy Transition about the natural gas industry and how it could change everything if they would just let it go, because it's clean, it's safe, it's efficient, it doesn't pockmark the earth. Like coal, or even now for the batteries and the electric, they're tearing up the earth for that stuff. Natural gas is the obvious thing. And the documentary was funded by Boone Pickens, who's an oil guy out of Fort Worth, out of Dallas. Aubrey McLennan, who's an oil guy here in Oklahoma. Ted Turner, who has some oil interests also. Who else was involved in that?
That's quite a trio right there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like right, left, and center. And I think T. Boone Pickens would be the one in the center.
He's kind of in the center, I guess.
Of those three.
His latest thing he did before he died, his biggest push was water.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com. I've left.
Turning tidy up, fire still burning bright.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us every night we make a toast to you, like isn't it nice that somebody had the presence of mind to speak up for you. Let there be light.
Here today in Odessa, Texas, live, we at the Distribution Now warehouse. I've got the mayor of Odessa on with me, Javier Hoven. How are you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you coming down and be a part of this grand opening, this ribbon-cutting celebration here that we have at Distribution We. Distribution
Now.
The collective We.
Yes.
Odessa. We have the mayor of Midland, Patrick Payton. He's here as well. He's going to join us after this. But the last time I was here was during the Permian International, the Permian Basin International Oil Show.
Yes.
And now, folks, I didn't bring it, but the mayor presented me with a gift. It was a bobblehead in my likeness, and I have a gift for the mayor today.
Awesome.
This here is a bit of Bakken crude.
There we go.
So this is a true story here. This was given to me by 9-time world arm wrestling champion Alan Bowne.
Wow.
He's won an arm wrestling champion with his left hand and his right hand.
Man, ambidextrous.
7 times, and since then, he's won it 2 more times since he's given this to me.
Man.
This was pumped out of the ground after 3 million years.
Wow.
Put directly into a glass apparatus. That glass apparatus put into this plastic apparatus, and now it is given to you. So,
I appreciate it.
This went directly from the ground to there.
Put it in the man cave.
No refining.
Put a caution. Don't drink.
No nothing. And if you take a look at this in the camera, from a distance, it looks like a murky green. And as you get closer in the light, you can see it's amber. It's an amber color.
Yeah, I do see that. Yeah.
It's very interesting. So the Bakken, the reason why it's so world-class sought after, this is right out of the ground, and you can actually put this into a diesel apparatus, like a third tier. Mm-hmm. It'll smoke like crazy, but it'll work. It'll work. So it's a wet gas, a sweet crude refining. So just kind of the PSA there for a little bit on that. So let's talk a little Odessa here for a second. How you been doing?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing real good.
Big facility. We spent an hour trying to tour it. We didn't finish the tour, so it's even more to see after this. But talk about what type of milestone this is for your community.
You know, basically we're retooling the Halliburton facilities back into distribution, a regional distribution. You know, the old industry is retooling itself. You know, since we have a downturn, things of that nature, inflation. So you know, you see the creativity of what, how you have to survive. This regional facility will be supplying, this will be the nerve center for the entire Permian Basin into New Mexico to resupply the satellites, you know, for providing, you know, fittings, valves, things for that nature in the oil field. This is exactly, since I've come on to City Council of Mayor, what we've talked about, how we need to support our service industry. We're not king of taking out minerals out of the ground, but we are keen in the supply services. And this is a unique way that we're supporting these, you know, mid to small companies to be able to support them with economic development dollars to create and bring service people into this area. This is exactly what we're built for. This is exactly what we've been talking about. And this is our first to be able to do this.
I'm going to ask you about water in just a second, but first I want to talk about what a very smart man who's much more intelligent than me, and I do respect his opinion, told me 5-6 years ago. He said, Jason, he said, the numbers say 70% of the drilling over the next 20 to 30 years is going to come out of the Permian.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a step back and I thought, 70%? Because, you know, here I am up in the Bakken and we're bragging left and right and we got national media there. And then I'm thinking, well, the Eagle Ford. What about the Haynesville, you know, all these other shale plays? And he said, just go ahead and do the research yourself. So I did. The tea leaves seem to have that trend. Well, you're the mayor. You oversee a lot of different moving parts. We're going to talk about water in just a second here. But the economic development, the infrastructure, talk about that, because you guys really seem like you are prepared for this concentration of the oil and gas industry in the Permian.
We have been, and we've always been so. The thing is that, you know, if we could get this administration, you know, to stop battling what we are dealing with, you know, the thing is that we have a $4 million barrel a day gap for the reason of what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. The thing is that we're going now, going down to Venezuela, where this administration is now trying to deal with Iran. OPEC won't deal with it for the reason is that it's just insanity. The thing is that we were providing 5 million barrels a day. The thing is that we can do that again. It's not going to happen overnight. But the thing is that there is a battle with the administration in the oil industry, and here's the epicenter. Today we're announcing how the Biden administration is putting so many tax incentives that help the oil industry, for the reason is that it's self-financing. So the thing is that, you know, Washington's battling us, but we are capable to do it. We've done it. We've proven that we can do it. And, you know, there's plenty of water down on the ground. We've even found ways to find environmentally to be able to clean that water. Right now, we're even finding ways to reclaim produced water for drinking water. You know, the thing is, there's no more time to test. I know Mayor Patrick Payne was talking heavily about it this morning. But this is the creativity that we have out here in West Texas, what we can do in all aspects of our economy that will basically make the United States independent when it comes to energy. Thing is that we don't have an administration that recognizes that. But here in West Texas, we do, and that's one thing that we continue to strive and to push. And this is why, you know, you see distribution now, that this is where they want to be.
Have a question, know an expert, or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
My name is Jason Spies. We'll see you next week.
Loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me go. We'll let the world judge what they don't know. Giving me a heartbeat, making me never want to leave.
More than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Folks, you're never going to believe this, but MyPillow has gone doggone crazy. If you go to MyPillow right now and click on the special radio listeners link, you will have unbelievable specials for your best friend and yourself, too. Let's not forget about the $20 pillow to go along with these doggone crazy prices, like the pet blanket as low as $19.59 with the promo code Otis, or how about the MyPillow dog bed as low as $19.99, and their new product, Bleed Clot Pet, is flying off the shelves. It's ideal for dogs, cats, birds, and other pets. Folks, you are going to want to take advantage of this doggone crazy sale happening right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio specials link, and you'll get deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including these doggone crazy prices. Do not forget to use the promo code OTIS.